Saturday evening, Grandpa called Toby to come into the living room. "Toby," said Grandpa, "you are old enough now and about the same age I was when my father told me the story of the turbot. So now, I'll tell you."
"What's a turbot?" asked Toby.
"All in good time," said Grandpa.
"But,"
Toby broke in. "Now, Toby, do you want to hear the story or not?" Grandpa asked.
"Yes, I do," Toby answered.
"Then let me tell it the way I heard it, okay?" Grandpa said teasingly.
"Yes, sir,"
Toby spoke, almost ashamed of being too excited.
"I wouldn't give a bean to be a fancy pants marine. I'd rather be a dog-faced soldier like I am. I wouldn't trade my old ODs for all the Navy's dungarees, for I'm the walking pride of Uncle Sam. On all the posters that I read, it says the Army builds men, so they're tearing me down to build me over again. I'm just a dog-faced soldier with a rifle on my shoulder, and I eat a kraut for breakfast every day. So feed me ammunition, keep me in the 3rd Division, your dog-faced soldier boy's okay."
"Another morning about to break. Thank you for the peace of my sleep. Before I wake, eyes opening to another beautiful day, this is a new start. Make it your way. Take any troubles of today. Self-improvement is a lesson, a guide to continue every day. See the possibilities on the path ahead. This is your vision. When you get out of bed, don't look without seeing. Be a great human being."